Going to be in Acts chapter 5, starting at verse 12. Last week, we were discussing Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, and talking about Ananias and Sapphira. And as I was thinking on this for us to begin tonight, I was thinking, just to kind of review a little bit, I thought about how would you deal with cancer? If you had cancer in your body, what would you do? You would immediately deal with it, and you would deal with it aggressively. Am I right? Shake your head, let me know, or say amen. You would want to take care of it to get it out of your body. You would not want any trace of it left in your body. Am I right? You don't want anything of cancer left in your body. I don't know if you know this, but cancer has feelers. It has tentacles. That's what I've been told. Am I right? For those of you who know more about it. And that it'll reach out and attach itself to healthy organs. And what's its purpose? It's to consume that, and it will destroy it, right? And would we all agree that it's a horrible disease? I don't know if you've ever witnessed anyone who's passed away or suffered with it, but it's a horrible disease. And what I want you to see in Acts chapter 5 and verses 1 through 11, this is exactly how God handled this situation. It was a cancer coming in to the body of Christ. As God was raising up and establishing the church, this is what Ananias and Sapphira, their sin was. It was a cancer, and God dealt with it immediately and aggressively. Remember last week I said that we were not going to put ourselves in the position to judge God, that God is the judge and He knows what is right. And as I was thinking about this, because we're in such a different place, because the church was started